Welcome to Identity Abroad with Syracuse Abroad by the DEIA Student Working Group. This is our third episode. My name is Delaney Van Way, and I am Campus Outreach Manager at Syracuse Abroad, and I am a co-lead of the DEIA Student Working Group. I'm very excited to be joined by a student today, Carly Ward. Can you introduce yourself, Carly?
Yeah. Hi, guys. I'm Carly. I'm from Simi Valley, California. I am currently a senior studying biomedical engineering. I have a minor in environment and society, but I will be sticking around for another year because I'm getting my master's as a part of the 4+1 program here. I decided to go abroad to a World Partner program, University of College Dublin in Ireland, in the spring of my sophomore year. Outside of being a part of Global Ambassadors, I am vice president of the Society of Women Engineers. I'm the philanthropy chair of the Biomedical Engineering Society. I am a member of Alpha Omega Epsilon Sorority. And recently, I was just initiated into Tau Beta Pi, which is the Engineering Honor Society here.
Amazing. So you have a lot going on, and you still squeezed in study abroad, which is remarkable. I also want to note that University College Dublin, a lot of people call it UCD. Are we good to call it UCD while we talk today?
Absolutely. Okay. That is the best shorthand we have.
Beautiful. So before we get into it, I'd love to know, you know, we do have some special engineering programs for students at our centers, but they're not limited to those programs, engineering students. How did you choose to study at UCD, and what was that experience like for you?
When I was applying to abroad, I was talking with some of my advisors, and it looked like the classes that I needed to take really only fit in with the World Partner programs. So I couldn't go to any of our sites specifically, but that didn't really limit me. It looked like UCD was the best option for me. And honestly, I wasn't super excited about the idea of going to Ireland. It didn't seem like the fanciest place or like the most exciting place to go abroad, but I am so glad I did. It was and is one of my favorite places. I miss it so much. I was like personally super nervous about going abroad because it was my first time out of the country. It was like starting college all over again, making new friends. I didn't really know anyone from SU going there. So it was just kind of getting back into putting myself out there. And I'm grateful I did. I made a great group of friends, and I'm still close with them to this day.
Amazing. Now, as we talked about, you had some special classes that you had to take. What were those classes like, and how did you choose them? And were any non-engineering classes involved?
Yeah, so I originally was planning to take 5 classes while I was there, and then it just ended up not really working out. So I only took 4 classes abroad, which is kind of unique. 3 of them went towards my major, and 1 of them ended up going towards my minor. Didn't realize that until later, which worked out in my favor. I got to do an intro to engineering research lab, which was super cool. I got to work on my own research project with a doctor at one of the local hospitals and get some hands-on experience leading my own project and presenting it to a group of professionals at the end of semester. My favorite class, though, was the one that went towards my minder. It was called Discovering Ireland Archaeology, and we just took 2-day-long field trips to different historical sites throughout Ireland. And it was just a bunch of American abroad students seeing these ancient castles and burial sites and learning a lot about Irish culture and history. And it was one of the most fun classes I've ever taken. I got to see places older than I could even imagine. Like, there's nothing like that in the U.S., really. So seeing all those sites really just opened my eyes to, like, the wonders and the experiences and sites that I'm able to see while I was abroad. And that kind of got me into the vibe of like trying to see as much as I could while I was abroad.
Did that sort of start to change your perspective on Ireland as a whole?
Yes, it did. Seeing how much history they have and how much of their culture is still rooted in their past was just really eye-opening for me because it's not something that I was really consciously aware of, I guess, in respect to like American history. So it just made me appreciate Ireland and their people more.
I love that. The best classes are the ones that get you out of the classroom. Now, I'd love to hear a little bit more about your life in Dublin. What area did you live in the city? And what type of housing did you live in? And how is the housing selection process, you know, with a world partner, it sometimes is a little bit different.
Yeah, so essentially going to a world partner was like transferring schools for the semester. So I ended up doing like dorm style housing, which is right on UCD's campus, about 20-minute bus ride from downtown. The bus comes right to campus. It was like a 5-minute walk from my door. So the process for me was picking what a specific dorm complex I wanted to live in. And then it gave us room options with how many people had selected those rooms and what rooms were available. And so I kind of just went in and picked one that I thought was a good number. I liked the number 11. I picked apartment 11. And it showed me that there had been one guy that had selected the apartment and two girls. And so I just went for it. Didn't tell me anything about them specifically. So I ended up in that apartment with two American girls and one French guy. And I got really lucky. It worked out in my favor. I became super close with my roommates. We traveled together. We spent nights just like hanging out, learning about each other, sharing our experiences. And I truly lucked out. So I would say that if you do end up going abroad with people that you know, you can pick a room together pretty easily. But for me, it was kind of just luck of the draw.
Mm-hmm. And it worked out in your favor?
Yes.
Nice. And so what do you want to talk a little bit about sort of day-to-day life in Dublin, Irish culture, what you learned about it while you were there?
Yeah, so my day-to-day life was definitely a little bit abnormal. It was still getting back from COVID. This was in the spring of 2021, or 2022. And we were still figuring out how, like, Americans, like, going abroad were allowed to, like, fit into the Irish culture. So I only had two of my classes, like, throughout the week. The rest were, like, at my own pace. So I had a lot of...
In person?
Yeah, yeah. So I had a lot of downtime. And I spent that time, I would go downtown, I would like walk the streets, they did like little markets, I would try to see some cool art museums because most of them are free. There's a lot of greenery in Ireland, which when it's sunny, everybody's out appreciating it because you gotta take advantage of those sunny days when it's not raining. Mm-hmm. It does get kind of gloomy in Ireland, but they live with that. They know how to persevere and they know how to get around it. But Irish culture is very different from ours. I think they are much more relaxed and laid back. They really like to appreciate their time. Like I said, when it's sunny, they're appreciating every second of it. So I think they take that mindset into their everyday life. The people there are some of the kindest people I've ever met. They are so welcoming. Everybody is saying hi to you on the streets. The bus drivers are so kind to talk to and very easy to work with if you're confused or lost. Everyone was just willing to help and willing to make friends. Talking to an American for them was so exciting for some reason, which I get it. Talking to the Irish people was really exciting to me too. So, yeah.
Okay, not too shabby. And what were some of your favorite things to like do around the city?
I liked to go see the little sites that they have right on the coastline. So there's a lot of opportunity to go see the water and do small hikes. I love to go to like the different little pubs and just learn from the people that sit there or work there. They love to chat and I love to chat too. So it was perfect. We got to swap stories. I got to learn a lot about Dublin itself and Ireland that I definitely would not have gotten to experience without talking directly to the people from Dublin. And I also got a lot of tips from some of my classmates. Like, I was working in group projects and they would give me tips on like where I should go out, what I should eat, whatever. So me and my friends just tried to take advantage of the city itself and not forget to really appreciate the country that we were in.
Yeah, and that would have been like your Irish classmates that you were in class with?
Yes.
Were you mostly in class with like local Irish students or international students or a little bit of everything?
For my engineering classes, they were mostly Irish students. They were pretty big class sizes, a lot bigger than I was used to. And they were from just all over Ireland. It's not like it's the biggest country. So they would commute or they would be living on campus. Except in my field trip class, that Discovering Ireland one, all Americans. And then in my research class, also all Americans. It was a lot smaller in class size. But we all got to like swap stories about how our research was going. So it was really valuable and interesting.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I think that's definitely a big perk of the World Partner Programs or even our program in Santiago, Chile, when you're in the fall and you are taking classes with Chilean students, especially in Ireland and Australia, because you speak the language and it's a really low barrier to sort of entry, that is the best way to get a deep understanding of where you are. Just like you said, talking to people in the pub, like that is where you're going to get the most firsthand knowledge that you can't read in a book about where you're staying.
Yes, especially because UCD actually has their own pub on campus. So they would do like trivia nights, whatever. We would go and we would just talk to people that went to the university with us and really try to get an understanding of what they like to do and what we should try to take advantage of, because they know a lot more than we do about Ireland and Dublin. So they can give us like the local insights to the places we would never have thought of like looking into.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Now, we also recognize that a big part of studying abroad is traveling and not, you know, just staying in your host country, though I'm glad that you took advantage of that because that's important. But where else did you travel and what were some of your favorite experiences?
So it being my first time out of the U.S., I wanted to seize the opportunity to go to as many places as possible because who knows when I'm going to be living in Europe again. So I ended up going to 12 countries total, including Ireland, Italy, Iceland, Norway, Sweden, Belgium, Netherlands, Austria, France, Monaco, Spain, and then Northern Ireland because they're separate countries. So I was just looking on Ryanair's website, best airline, love them. And anytime I saw a flight that was cheap, I was booking it. There was one that was like 11 euros.
Where was that to? That's crazy.
I think it was to Spain. That's not super far from Ireland, but
makes sense.
They were just like all the one-way tickets. So if I saw that ticket, I'm buying it. I have $11 to spare. and then finding a hostel was also very cheap. It's not like trying to book a hotel room around the U.S. It's a lot simpler. But my favorite places to go, I went to Iceland for about a week during my spring break because our spring break is 2 weeks long in Europe. And that was one of the coolest experiences of my entire life. Me and my friends, we rented a car. We drove around to a lot of the sites and the Golden Circle. We eventually hiked up this mountain in kind of a snowstorm to a hot spring. And we spent the day in the hot spring, like jumping in between the spring and like doing snow angels just back and forth. And it was a magical experience. I've never done anything like it, and I probably will never do anything like it again. Maybe. One can hope. But I think about that trip all of the time. It was one of my favorite experiences. I really also enjoyed my trip to Belgium. Me and my friend, we met some Belgian locals, and they were like, we're going to take you out. We're going to show you some things. And so we,
that's awesome.
A little bit naive of us, trusted them and were like, take us where you want. So they took us down by the river and we got to climb up a windmill and sit up there and look at the stars and just like eat some snacks and talk. And I met some of the coolest people on my trips because everybody is just so open and like willing to share their experiences with you and learn about you. And it was just like nothing I've ever done.
That's amazing. I've definitely found that if you're open, they're open.
Exactly. It's all about just willing to accept new experiences.
Yes. And I have to say here, you know, be safe, make good choices. But there's definitely ways to be safe and say yes to new experiences.
So. Yes. We did take our cautions.
Yeah.
We were doing our best and making sure that people knew where we were at all times. But if there is someone willing to show you something cool and outside of the norm, why not take it?
No. Especially, I'm taking a wild guess that it's probably not like every tourist in Belgium is climbing this windmill and, you know, watching the stars. So
definitely not. I'm not even sure we were supposed to be up there, but I mean, we didn't get in trouble. I'm still here.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah.
That is really, really cool. And also, I feel like not a lot of people spend a full week in Iceland. So it's kind of cool that you got to go to a place like that. And I feel like probably experience quite a good chunk of it. Certainly not everything ever, but.
Yeah. And Reykjavik is a really cool city. I knew little to nothing about it before going there. But there's just so many like unique places to see, and the way that they like go about their lives was so interesting to me. And we went to some very unique historical places. So I'm really glad that I got to take that trip.
Amazing. Well, thank you for sharing about all of your travels. And I do have one more question related to that. Do you have any Ryanair tips, any information people should definitely be aware of before they book a budget airline?
Well, Ryanair, you have to pay an arm and a leg if you want to check a bag. So what my recommendation is, stuff a backpack as full as you can, layer up, wear whatever clothes on your body you can wear. It doesn't matter how funny you look, people are doing it with you, and you're traveling to see things. You're not traveling to impress people in the airport.
Yeah.
If you want to save your money, that's my recommendation.
That is very wise. And they're based out of Dublin, right? So there's like a lot of flights originating from there.
Yes, they are the hub. So I was very fortunate. I got to go anywhere. I know some people that were in, I think, Florence, and they didn't have many options on Ryanair where to go. So when I was sharing my experiences with them, they got just a little bit jealous, but it worked out in my favor.
Amazing. And so now that you're sort of on the other side, are you glad you went to Ireland?
I am. I am so grateful that I was kind of forced into it because it turned out to be one of the best experiences of my life. Me and my friends from abroad talk about going back constantly. That is our dream. Mm-hmm. We are always looking into grad schools there or jobs there just on the whim that we could get it and possibly afford to go. We want to go back. I love every aspect of Ireland.
That's amazing. Yeah, take every opportunity you can while you're not tied down anywhere in particular. I noticed one other thing that you said, that this was your first time out of the United States, which is interesting. I think a lot of students, more students than maybe they, you know, each other realizes, are in that position. What made you nervous about that? What were you excited about? What did you learn? And yeah, anything related to sort of managing your very first time out of the United States being like a full-blown 3 months?
Yeah, so being from California and going to a school in New York, I kind of already had the experience of not really having like my family or a support system like that to fall back on in case I like needed to go home or something. So I kind of already had the mindset going into it that I was prepared to be homesick at times and have to just ride it out. So going in with that mindset and then also trying to learn how to navigate a different country in itself and like figuring out how to use my passport, how, if I needed a visa to go somewhere, just all of like the little laws and like rules you had to follow was something that I wasn't fully conscious of until I got there and I realized that that's actually really important. Like, countries have their laws and rules for a reason, and following them was just like the first thing I looked into when I was booking a trip. It's just like making sure that I was actually allowed to go there. So it's just like being aware of yourself and your position in these other countries. Like, you aren't a resident. You aren't from there. So you have to respect them and what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. That's very good advice. And I'm glad that you were able to navigate it, navigate a new country and traveling, it sounds like, with a lot of ease. So not too shabby.
Yeah.
And my very last question is, since this podcast is about identity abroad, were there any struggles that you had with any aspect of your identity or, you know, maybe even it's related to being outside of the United States and traveling for the first time, that you felt were challenged or that you just learned about yourself? Maybe it was in a really positive way that you grew from while you were in Ireland at UCD?
I think that I came back an entirely different person from when I went to Ireland. I really learned a lot about myself and learned to not be afraid to do things on my own. So I think it helped me grow as a person a lot. And I got to explore sides of myself that I didn't even know existed. The traveler in me, just experiencing a different life in a sense that was completely removed from who I was in the US. Mm-hmm. And then taking those experiences, becoming who I am now, and then applying them back to when I came home, it really helped me grow and it really helped me find myself, because without that, I'm not sure I would have had the perspective to like really reevaluate who I thought I was and who I wanted to be.
Yeah, it's not what I'm hearing is getting outside of your comfort zone gives you a whole new perspective on yourself, on your independence, what you're confident in, what you love about yourself, what you love about the world. So it sounds like that all gave you a new outlook on life.
It did. I think I became a much more well-rounded person from this experience as well. It gave me a new appreciation for the things around me and the opportunities that I have.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Is there anything I didn't ask about that you'd want to share?
No, I think we covered most of it. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for sharing the inside look at your unique experience in Ireland. And I look forward to hopefully having you back on the podcast again soon.
Yeah, can't wait.
All right. Take care. Thanks, everybody.